Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt Friday. He acted as investigators continue to probe whether a bomb brought down the Russian jetliner last weekend that crashed into the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt in flights. Russia had for days dismissed as speculative suggestions by U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron that Islamic State insurgents planted a bomb aboard the Metrojet flight from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg. British vacationers encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh Friday. British Ambassador John Casson denied that Egypt had curtailed the planned departure of hundreds of Britons and pleaded with angry travelers for patience.
Flights are coming in that will allow us to take more people home later today. They're just challenging logistical issues involved in making sure that flights can leave and arrive in a busy airport in line with international regulations in a way that's safe.
That is London's ambassador to Egypt, John Casson. White House officials say U.S. President Barack Obama has concluded that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That pessimistic forecast was disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.